It's 1 o'clock.
It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you will. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out.
Listening to WMFO in Medford. It's 1:04 p.m.
Thank you.
you to do to me another lie.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to
Ladies
and
Clogs!
Exclamation point on
WMFO
in Medford.
Yeah. Nice. Love that.
We have been trying for years at this point.
That's scary. True, but scary.
To be able to do this correctly. So I'm really proud of us for coordinating so well. I think it means our minds are in sync.
Oh,
did you hear that high five?
Did you? Give us feedback. Call me.
I thought that Nina was going to hold my hand.
No, I was going for a sound that would be audible on the radio waves.
That makes more sense for this medium. So
yes.
So what did we just hear, Nina?
The song we just heard was by my personal fave artist, Neo. The song is
bold statement.
I honestly think I might stand by that.
Nice.
That was a song by Neo off the album Year of the Gentleman from 2008, and the song is called Lie to Me, because the theme of our show this week is Emma, get your arms ready to do the squiggles.
Okay.
Everyone listening, know that Emma's arms are about to do the squiggles. Trust. Emma just squiggled.
I squiggled.
Mm-hmm. So with little squiggles on either side? Little
yeah, that's, yeah. That's how it looks in our radio show playlist.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. So my thought process was, this song is called Lie to Me, because Neo's saying so he knows, I think, I'm assuming that he's in a relationship with someone. He knows that things are not totally truthful and not totally honest, and there are some issues, and he doesn't want to have to face facts, and he doesn't want to have to deal with that because he loves this person, I think. So he's saying I know what I need you to do. I need you to tell me something.
That's a lie. So that's not true. Going.
I think so.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
But anyway,
Neo. Oh.
So an interesting, complex thing happening with
usually knowing, you don't want people
yeah,
to.
Lying is obviously not truthful. And I think when I think of trust, I think of not lying. Mm-hmm. I can trust you to not lie. That seems connected to me. But Neo seems to be also not ready to do that.
I think that means maybe that Neo's lying to himself.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Mm-hmm. We're getting deep on the
Yeah, we are. Jumping right in.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about trust this episode.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll tell you why we chose that theme as we go along.
Yeah, I'm sure it will come up.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Do you want to play us a song?
Yeah, I would love to.
Or a few.
Okay. I'm going to play you a little tune too.
I trust it will be excellent.
Oh, that was a good one.
Thanks.
All right, here we go.
Yay.
Rihanna, good girl going back, take three, action, no clouds in my stones, let it rain, I hydroplane in the bank, coming down at the Dow Jones, when the clouds come we go. We Rockefeller, we fly higher than weather, and she flies are better, you know me, in anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day, Jay, Rain Man is back, with Little Miss Sunshine, Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart, maybe in magazines, but you still be my star, baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. Get out to the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other.
Hello.
Ooh, nice.
That was,
we're honestly on fire this morning, nice. This afternoon.
Yeah. Ah, how are you?
On fire, clearly. No, I'm doing okay. I spent a little bit of time today lying on the ground, not wearing shoes. I haven't been wearing shoes for a little while, which is nice. Today's a good day to take your shoes off. Anyone listening, take them off right now.
PSA from Nina and Emma.
Yeah. Ladies and Clogs Educational Radio. Public service announcement. Take your shoes off right now. Also, I was lying on the ground and there was lots of really warm sun making my face feel like it was a little bit on fire, but like in a really good way.
Also, a lot of dandelions.
And I lay on the ground.
Around Nina, and that was beautiful.
Yeah.
I took like 8 million pictures.
Oh, really? Okay, I want to see those later. I was lying on the ground in the sun. Emma was weeding the garden. It was lovely.
Idyllic, even, maybe.
One could say. One could go that far and one not did be wrong. Say. Emma is correct. That is what it was.
I am the one.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, wow. I didn't even realize that I'd made myself say that.
What songs did we just hear?
First, we heard Umbrella by Rihanna featuring Jay-Z.
So good.
So here's the thing. It was raining one of these days last week, mm-hmm. and I turned to Nina and I said, I really hate umbrellas.
No, I think you said, you know something I don't trust? Umbrellas.
That's what I
and
said.
I was like,
exactly.
Say more about that.
Oh, yeah, because I get really nervous around them because literally... In a rainstorm with maybe thunder and lightning, why would you want a literal metal pole connected to your arm? It seems so counterproductive. And then Nina was all like, oh, some of them are wood, Emma.
I mean, that's not a like totally sound argument, though.
So then I made another point, is that the points on there are sharp and you can always be hitting people. So I am a person who, when I walk, I really like to weave through people.
Okay.
Because I'm a faster walker than most people, okay. when I'm rushing somewhere, which
that's
is always.
That's true. You always have somewhere to be.
I'm like always bouncing too. So that puts me right at level with a lot of the umbrella points. And people, they're like wider than the person because
yes.
they're trying to cover you. That's the mm-hmm. purpose of them. But for me, who was just sitting in my little non-waterproof raincoat trying to get around town.
painting a really damn my way. Picture.
So I just have to try a little harder. It's not that difficult because I'm a really good like avoider of umbrellas now. Mm. But also when it's windy and the metal points like go back up, it doesn't help you. You get wet and you're like with this like flying device. It's just like a, it's just hitting everywhere. So that wasn't a very eloquent description of why I don't trust umbrellas, but
passionate though.
I don't trust
them. That counts
them.
For a lot.
Just don't trust them. So that was the first song we heard.
Nice.
And I also just always appreciate Rihanna. So,
yes.
I just like had to play a Rihanna song anyway.
Yes.
Then we heard the Asparagus song by Yola Tango. My friend Dietz told me about Yola Tango, so I like them as a band, but also I don't trust asparagus either. Those are my songs.
You're not going to give us a long explanation for the other one. You can leave people guessing. That's fair.
I could leave people guessing. But also, it's something that my dad told me about asparagus when I was like 7 that just makes me really nervous to try it. So I've never had it before.
I have a clarifying question. Have you ever tried asparagus?
Nope.
Ever?
Nope.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Nice. That's fair. You can do whatever you want. You're in charge of yourself.
I am. And everyone's like, Emma, you're silly to never try it. And I'm like, well.
You're like, fight
me. Yeah. At least my pee doesn't smell funny, so...
There it is.
Honestly, there it is.
Nice.
I just went for it.
Yeah.
I'm terrified of that. That's what asparagus does. You can look it up.
That's what it does. PSA number 2.
From... This is just another
one. Yeah, that was
one.
Just from you.
Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nina, do you want to play some more tunes?
I would love to. Two tunes coming your way. One's short, one's normal tune length.
Thanks. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
It's all you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
To Ladies and Clocks.
WMFO in Medford.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was kind of a creepy.
No, I liked it. That was good.
That's okay. You want to talk about the songs we just heard?
I suppose. Yeah, I would love to. Oh my gosh. Please, let me. The first song that we heard was called You Can't Trust Anybody, demo version. By Bulldog Eyes, and that is a song that is just sounds. I mean, okay, all songs are sounds. I'm going to back up a little bit.
Yeah,
there were no people talking the words in that song, but the title is called You Can't Trust Anybody, which is something that I don't want to think is true because that does not seem fun and hopeful.
Yeah.
But, you know, everyone's entitled to their own opinions.
Fair.
And, like, a healthy dose of skepticism, I think, can be healthy. And I'm going to stop now. The second song we heard, Emma just smiles at me and blinks. The second song that we just heard was called Used to Be, which is a cover by Patsy Cline. But the cover, this one that we just heard, wow, I'm struggling, was by Babio Baggins.
I love that name.
It makes me think of Bilbo Baggins.
Me too.
Which makes me happy. Yeah. And that song is about how, I think, the story goes that there's this person and like you were in a relationship with this person and then you guys broke up and you have some of their stuff that they gave you, like their class ring, for example, but now they're dating someone else. So it's like you have these things of theirs, but you don't have them anymore. And I was thinking about the way that we trust people and the way that we trust objects and like the way that we put meaning into things that we try to care about. And I was thinking about this song.
That's really beautiful. And I feel like that really resonates with me, that argument that you just gave for that. So
it was really an argument. I really made points just there.
I have just so many class rings that I just like don't.
They're
just
okay. Sitting. Okay. Whatever.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. Do you want to play a song?
No, I was actually serious about that, though. Not about the class rings part. I don't think my school did that. Anyway, I'm going
to. Okay. Please play a song.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Man. Here's a song. Bye.
Great.
Yeah. My heart like a kick drum.
You got this.
Hi, you've been listening to Ladies in Clogs, and I played a couple of tunes there. The first one we heard was Kick Drum Heart by the Avett Brothers, and I really like the song. I've used it in a couple of different contexts before, but in terms of trust, I feel like I can never really trust my heart with the that sounded like way deeper, like, and darker than I wanted it to. Like, you know when you just like your heart just like does a little kick when you're like excited about something, or like you see someone that you're like, wow, this person's really cool, and your heart just kicks.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm not talking about anything specific, but it's just a nice feeling.
Yeah.
Can
I interject really quickly to do the PSA now while it's still like topically relevant?
Yeah, we have a PSA from actual WFO.
Quick PSA from real WFO, number 3, but the first real one. Most heart attacks begin with subtle symptoms, with discomfort that often is not described as pain. The chest discomfort may come and go. Don't be tempted to downplay your symptoms or brush them off as indigestion or anxiety. If one or more of these signs happen, don't delay. Numbness or weakness of the face, arm, or leg, especially on the side of the body. Confusion, trouble speaking or understanding. Sudden trouble seeing in one or both eyes. Unexplained trouble walking, dizziness, loss of balance or coordination. Sudden severe headache with no known cause. Call 911 or other emergency medical services for help. If you don't have access to emergency medical services, have someone drive you to the nearest hospital. Drive yourself only as a last resort if there are absolutely no other options. Heart attack symptoms vary widely. For instance, you may have only minor chest discomfort while someone else has excruciating pain. One thing applies to everyone, though. If you suspect you're having a heart attack, call for emergency medical help immediately. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thanks, Nina. That was super important.
You're so welcome.
That's not what I have.
I know,
luckily,
that's not what you meant.
But it's important because it's relevant.
But something to think about for people.
And your heart does probably kick there too. So,
yes. The other song that you played was
Chocolate by the 1975. I trust chocolate a lot. But like, nice. You know when someone says to you, I don't like chocolate, and they're not allergic, and it's not like they're just not in the mood, because that can happen. But if someone just straight up tells me like, I don't like chocolate, I don't like any single thing that's sweet or delicious like that, then I'm...
You're like, well, I don't like...
I'm like, no, not I don't like them, okay. But I'm like, just like a little like, you know, like, I don't not trust them, but also...
Do you trust them?
No.
No, okay.
That's like some... Honestly, like, I can't... It's not like I'm knocking anyone for like trying to yuck their not yum. Trying to...
Stick it out, you got this.
I'm not trying to like... If someone likes to eat other things besides chocolate, that's okay. But I like chocolate a lot is what I mean. So, Nina, will you play a song?
I would love to. Some things that I don't trust. Let's go.
story with a happy ending. Come my feet so weary and my heart need mending.
Is it true soon?
A brand new meaning. Come my heart so weary and my head need healing.
Is it true soon?
That was really beautiful.
You're really beautiful.
Well, we heard some beautiful songs. You want to talk about them?
Sure. So those two sort of went together in my logical thinking.
That's a nice theme.
Ari, this theme. The first was called Weather by Other Lives. The second was called I Don't Know What the Weather Will Be by Laura Mvola. And my thought process behind these two was sort of inspired by your talking about not trusting umbrellas. I was like, well, you use umbrellas in certain weather situations. And then I was realizing that I just really don't trust like weather and like forecasts.
Oh, this is a direct like plug saying you don't trust weatherman and women and people, is it?
You look really concerned. I honestly don't know what to say because I don't really like rely on a weather person to give me weather. I just sometimes look it up on like the internet place.
Okay.
I think definitely there's science involved in weather forecasting and I don't want to discount that and I don't really understand it. And also I just have a hard time myself, like even if I do check the weather or look out the window, like I'm never sure how many layers to bring.
Okay.
Today can be used as an example for that in like a positive way, in that I left the house wearing a sweater and a flannel and a jacket with a scarf and socks and shoes, and now I left my jacket and my shoes at home.
Yeah.
So I have shoes with me, don't worry.
I was worried.
I'm wearing shoes, it's fine. But I took off lots of layers because I left the house and I was like, it looks kind of chilly. I don't want to be too cold. I don't know what the weather is going to be. And then it was way warmer than I thought it was going to be, which is the way I'd like it to go, because yeah. I'm always worried that I'm going to be overly optimistic and then end up being cold.
That's me like all the
time.
Which
I'm not about.
I always go the other way and it doesn't turn out well for me. Okay. I'm sorry that I was like very like,
that's fine.
What you were saying. I should have continued to listen.
Also, just this year, the weather has been weird. Like it snowed like a week ago.
Yeah.
Which is not okay with me.
It's just like really
I don't trust that.
I also don't trust myself like in being able to judge.
Yeah,
even
exactly.
If I like see a temperature like that it is currently outside.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm like,
yeah.
What does 60 degrees really, what does 45? Like that's warm, right?
I feel
it's
like
not.
Yeah, it's also hard for me thinking about that because it's like very kind of dependent. Like if the day before was colder than that, then 60 feels like right now in the year, 60 feels really warm. But on the other end of the summer, it's like, oh, it's kind of cold. I need a jacket.
It depends on how you're feeling, chilly. What the context is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
Wow.
Yeah.
The weather's hard.
So anyway, something that I, working through, trusting, my instincts are the weather and weather reports.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you say both songs that you played?
Weather. I don't know what the weather will be. Yes,
okay.
I did.
Cool.
And then again a second time. So everyone, you're welcome.
Yeah. And me, thank you for doing that. I'm saying, I'm thanking you.
Yes, you're welcome. Thanks. Do you want to play some songs?
I really do.
Please do.
Words
it.
Are tough.
Yes.
I got this friend. I don't think you know him. He's not much for words. He's hidden his heart away.
When you blame
say.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thanks. I'm sorry.
I'm talking
wow.
to you.
Wow. Okay. What songs do we play?
Or you did
we,
that.
Well,
on our show, we played them.
this is going so well.
We played I've Got This Friend by The Civil Wars. And I really enjoy that song. And also, I'm going to be a little sappy here. I really trust my friends. And so I've got this friend. I have some of those.
I'm smiling.
Nina over there.
I'm smiling.
And then another thing I trust is dogs.
Yeah, true.
Our dogs. Sorry for my grammar. And originally when I put that song on, it was because I like don't trust people who don't like dogs.
But then you spun it in a more positive
yeah,
light.
And I was like, no, I can combine I've Got This Friend and dog and make it a theme of people that I trust the most. And that is dogs.
Is Shishi my dog.
Yeah, true.
My friend.
And there it is. Yeah.
Dogs to be friends, friends to be dogs.
Yeah. So.
And we trust those.
That was my theme. Oh, and dog was by Waves. It's pretty cool because they spell Waves with two V's, so it seems even more wavy if you just look at the word. So,
nice. I'm about that.
Yeah. So that's kind of been our hour about trust, I guess.
Yeah.
We learned some more about things we trust and do not trust.
Yeah.
Mine were pretty weird and random, I would say.
But I thought you did a good job. I feel like I learned a little bit about you, and I now have like some more thinking on the subject that I can do and will continue to do.
Yeah, so, yeah. I do too. I think that also yours were very thoughtful, so thank you for them and those thoughts.
All right. We're going to play one more song before our hour's over, but also before we do that, I want to give a real quick shout out to my friend Sophia, who just told me that she's listening to this radio show.
Aww.
I love her a lot. I trust her. She's a friend, but not a dog. Also, I'm wearing pants that were hers right now, so that's a fun coincidence.
Whoa.
Trust the universe to work out in wonderful ways wherein you wear your friend's pants on the days that they hear your voice on the radio.
That's beautiful.
Bam.
Okay, what's the last tune that we're going to hear?
The final song we're going to hear is a song by Happiest Lion off the album Mammoth Moon, and it's called Marigold, Love is a Lie. And I don't want to end on a negative note. Emma looks terrified right now. I don't necessarily think this is true, but going back full circle to where I began the show with Neo, thinking about lying and also love and the ways that those do and do not connect with thinking about trust was a sentence I just said where I didn't actually say anything. Shh. So now let's play a song. Tune in next week, WMFO.
It's ready.
Girl, I swear I saw